Baby, is that you?
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, I know you said you'd never leave me, but I'm always kind of worried that you're going to leave me. Please don't leave me. Did everything go up okay? Oh, awesome. Oh, you are just the best man in the entire fucking universe, you know that? And not just this universe. Oh no. I heard this documentary about multiverses, you know? Like, there are a whole bunch of different universes, just like this one, but a little different than this one, which means there's a whole bunch of you out there in different universe timelines. And then part of me is like, maybe I should find a way to travel between universes and come get every other one of you and bring them back here. But then I think maybe that would cause some kind of anomaly and the whole universe would collapse into a black hole, but also you're the best you that could ever possibly exist. So what's the point of even having more than you when I already have the best one they could ever have? You know, what I mean is, you're the best one ever that ever has been in this and every other universe. I'm so lucky. Oh, will you hold the ladder? I'm coming down. What do you think? Can you see it? It looks just like a normal smoke alarm, right? No, but it's really a fucking piece of shit that wants to ruin our relationship. Alarm. if it's working, that is. Here, let me check my phone. Here, open the app. And... Ah! Look, you can toggle through. Front yard. Backyard. Bedroom, living room. Big brother's always watching you. But not like that show. You know, the one I mean where all those people live in that house and give each other venereal diseases. It's not like that. It's like 1984. Except I'm with the most amazing man in the entire multiverse. So instead of dystopian, it's like, utopian. God, I fucking love you. So, now that that's done, let's set up the booby traps. Oh, come on. Don't tell me I bought 2 gallons of paint and some heavy-duty polyester rope for nothing. Oh, okay. I already had the rope, but still, we have stairs and everything. And Home Alone. I know. It's not a documentary. Mockumentary, whatever. If anything, it undersold the impact of a full can of paint bludgeoning your skull at high velocity. And we're talking broken necks, cracked skulls, no more pesky intruders mucking up our amazing life together. But baby, can't we just compromise? I already agreed no nails in the stairs. I mean, you made a good point. Daisy could accidentally step on them and get hurt. Though, if you think about it, she's a pretty smart puppy. She already learned to sit and stay and beg. It wouldn't take too long to train her to avoid stepping on sharp nails on the stairs, but fine. I get it. We can't spend our entire lives waiting for the next attack. Well, I could, but then I would miss out on things like this. God, your lips are like heaven. Soft and warm and sweet and willing. So willing for me. All of you is. This whole thing is like, kind of like when a museum is displaying a priceless artifact. And they don't just put it in a room and open the doors to the public, do they? Well, they do, but that's not what I mean. I mean, they take precautions. They have cameras and alarms and armed security guards and everything. They know they have something incredibly rare and valuable on their hands, so they do everything they can to prevent anyone from taking it. Right. So, you get it, then. You, my wonderful, perfect, amazing man, are my priceless treasure. My Hope Diamond. My Mona Lisa. My man. Mine. So I have to take precautions, too. Especially now. Now that there's an active threat to our relationship. More than the police or even society. And not just some vague notion of ever-looming peril. It's a real-life, tangible thing. Which means you need my protection. And I will be your museum. Or, something like that. Huh? Well, whatever. And really, it's almost a good thing, if you think about it. Well, no, it's really not, but shh, I'm trying to remain positive. It's like my mom always used to say. Good girls should always be happy and push their emotions deep down inside of them where all the bad things live just deep. So deep that no one else can ever find them. I mean, it's not exactly what she said, but it was a long time ago, so I have to paraphrase a little. What I mean is, this threat is a person. A living, breathing, handwriting, rock-throwing fuckface that needs to take an ice pick to the corneas. But what I mean is, we can't destroy society. Not really. But we can destroy a person. Then we'll have to, before they destroy us. It's self-defense, really. There's no harm in having a little fun with it in the process. I did get to thinking, though, about some things. Even though you're my amazing, priceless treasure, unlike a real treasure, you're a living, breathing thing, too. With arms and legs and the ability to wield a weapon with deadly force. So, I would be remiss to chain you up at night. I really don't... It makes me feel very insecure, leaving you like that. But then I think that your safety is a lot more important than my insecurity. And if you got hurt because I chained you to the bed, then I would never be able to live with myself. And if something happened to me and then you were stuck there like a sitting duck, it would be... I mean, I don't care if I die protecting you. But if you died because of something I did... No. So... No more chains at night. For now. But weapons. Lots of weapons. And hugs. And kisses. Grabbing your ass just like this. Stay there, babe. And let me check my phone. Oh, it's just the mailman. It's the mailman. It's here. I might have ordered something for you. I mean, you deserve nice things after all. Let me get it. You stay here. Two boxes. You didn't order something, did you? No. Well, this is very suspect. Shh, 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 shh. I'm listening for ticking. Huh. Oh, well, if it's a bomb, it's got a digital timer. Or a pressure release mechanism. Or maybe it's anthrax, just a big old box of it. I wonder how much that would cost. Like a big box of anthrax? Seems like overkill. I mean, you don't need nearly that much to be effective. Don't mean to be a show-off. No, I'm gonna open it. But what? It's probably not anthrax or acid or something. Look, whoever it is threw a rock through our window. They're not some criminal mastermind. No, I have to hand it to them. And they remembered to leave off their return address. Just stand over there. In case it is something bad. I don't want you to get hurt. Just, please? Thank you. Now, I'm going to cut it open from the side. And just to be safe. Okay. Interesting. Oh, come here, babe. Take a look. See? It's nothing bad. I'm just a heart. The bloody, raw heart. And not too fresh, though. What? No, this isn't even a human heart. This has got to be, what, like pig? Cow? That's pretty big. Well, yeah, obviously it's a threat, but it's also a message. Like, maybe they're a vegan and they're really upset at us. Meat is murder, you know? Oh, no, I'm not upset. I know. You think I would be, but this is different. It's a gift, really. No, not a good gift. No. Please don't get me a cow heart for my birthday or anything, but it's information. And they're telling us a story, even if they don't mean to, about who they are. Another piece of the puzzle. And the more they send us, the more pieces we have. Eventually, we can put the whole thing together. Solve the puzzle. And set the puzzle on fire and piss on the ashes. Metaphorically. And literally, if we have to. My hands are all bloody, though, from the stupid heart. How about I go wash up and you open the second box? Don't worry, I ordered that one. What do you think? Yay! I'm so glad you like it. After the other night, I just had to. It. His and hers machetes. It's the real American dream. I love you, baby. Our enemies, let them come. We'll be ready. Together. We're unstoppable. Plus, also, we have dual machetes, like, we could chop so many vegetables at once. It's probably not good for the blade, but still, I kind of want to try it. I don't know, do you have any dinner plans?